Recently, I went to a basketball game, and believe it or not, I ran into an old friend of mine, a guy that's well-known in sports all over the state of Maine. His name is Jay Brewer. And Jay, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Dewey. Doing real good.
Jay, where did you go to high school?
I went to high school. I went 2 years at Bridgewater, and then I transferred down to Higgins Classical Institute. Uh-huh. And I was down there my junior and senior years.
Jay, you're well known as one of the best baseball players that I've around in eastern northern Maine. When did you start playing baseball, really?
Oh, I started playing baseball when I was about probably 8 years old. Yeah, I played around, you know, just with the kids, and then I played.
Oh, incidentally, a guy named Paul Adams just walked by here at the ball game, and we'll see him later.
Oh, yeah.
You played at Bridgewater, and then you played at Monticello?
Oh, yeah, I played a lot of baseball at Monticello. I was on the town team in Monticello when I was 16 years old, and I played with some good ball players. That's where I really learned to play baseball. Rod Smith was up there, and he played with us. He played shortstop, and he'd just get off the campus at Springfield. He played shortstop there. And we had a big catcher from the Mounties over in Woodstock, came over and played with it, and he'd played some professional ball. He was really good.
But I remember that Monticello team. Carlton was your brother's catcher.
Right.
And Graydon Sweat and Folsom and
Phil Archibald.
Hoyt.
Phil Archibald, you remember him?
Yeah, I remember Phil.
We had some good ball players up there. We won the round robin tournament in 46, 45 and 46 in Presque Isle at the fair.
I know, because I played against you.
Yes,
you remember we played
right,
in the...
That's right.
I played for Hodgson, and we went to the finals of that. Remember
right.
that?
Yes, right, exactly. And yeah, we're both small towns, but had some good ball players.
Well, I know we beat Mars Hill and Caribou, and you guys beat some good teams.
We beat Fort Fairfield and Presque Isle.
And us.
And us, right.
I'll never forget in those days, Jay, the infielders used to throw their gloves out. They didn't bring them into the dugout with them.
That's right.
And Rod Smith was playing for you guys, and I used his glove, and that was the best feeling glove I ever had.
Was it really? Yeah. Yeah, Rod was a great player. Yeah, he really knew the game.
Jay, in basketball, I think that you were very responsible for a lot of the good programs they've had here at Holton. You coached a lot in the grades here?
Yes, I did. I had 16 years. I taught basketball to the 7th and 8th grade, 8th grade. Bev Clark had the 7th grade. I had 8th grade. Yeah, Bev did a great job with the kids, too. They were well-drilled in fundamentals.
Well, a lot of those good Holton High School players were developed through your system.
Well, we had a few good ones, yeah.
You remember some of them? One of them just went by, Paul Adams.
Paul Adams, Moose Carnes, Dick Felker, Dick Nason.
Did that good undefeated team that my son played on, Robbie, was that some of your boys, Copperthwaite and some of those boys?
Those guys, no, they were behind me. They were just behind me a bit. But they were a good ball player. They were a terrific team there that Robbie played on.
When was the last time you played ball? I know you played over in Woodstock with the team when they played pretty good Jerry Duffy and that crowd.
Right. Yeah, that team, the 1953 team over there, we went into the Hall of Fame in New Brunswick Hall of Fame in Fredericton last winter. Mm-hmm. They put that team in there as the team of the decade, in that decade of the 50s.
Did Dick Cormier play on that team?
Dick played, right. He was some ball player.
Jay, he could have made it in professional baseball.
Oh, absolutely. He and Duffy both could have made it. I don't know why. Dick went up, you know, and played. He played a few games, not in the major leagues, but in the high minors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, a little story about, I think I've repeated it before. I met a guy that was a coach for the Brooklyn Dodgers in those days. Bill O'Connor was his name. Maybe you've heard of him.
Yeah.
And he came to me one day, and this is a true story. He said, if you can get Dick Cormier to sign a contract with the Dodgers organization, I'll give you $1,000.
There you go.
Dick wouldn't go.
He wouldn't. Oh, that's too bad, because he had other chances over there, too. He stayed over there in Woodstock, you know, and he played for several years, even while he was teaching Van Buren. And Duffy did, too, when he was at Caribou. But they had wonderful teams. They won the national championship over there 1 year after I left. I didn't play with them. It was around 57. 58, yeah.
Jay, you got some youngsters, grandchildren are playing some pretty good baseball and basketball at Central Rooster.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who are they?
Well, there's Susan's got some kids there. They're not playing right now. They're through. The Brewers that are playing right there now, they're distant relatives. Uh-huh. I would claim them if I could because they're awful good ball players. They got a good ball club up there.
Yeah. Well, now, you're down here for the Holton Prescott game, but I'm sure you follow Central Rooster around quite a bit, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. All of them. I go to all their games. Yeah. I've got to know a lot of the kids because my grandchildren are there. You know, even some of them who don't play sports, they're there. Yeah.
Well, Jay, they're playing on a little better fields than we used to play on.
Holy mackerel, I didn't say so.
Remember one year we went down, you and I were playing for Hodgson, but they got you to come down and play with us. We played down in Danforth, remember that?
Yes, I do remember that, do we? Yeah.
And the fields weren't quite like they are now.
No. Yeah, and that one about Amity's field. That was a real field.
That's right. Oh, Jay, there's so many great memories back there. Yeah. Guys like Graydon Sweat passed. Graydon was a pretty good left-hander, wasn't he?
Oh, the very best. Uh-huh. Very best. Up this way. There was no other lefty as good as Graydon. Yeah, he was terrific.
Jay, you played with some pretty good ball players with the Collegians.
Yes, I did. Those guys were great ball players. And I learned a lot of baseball from those guys. Ted Boynton, Charlie Osborne, Al Bossy, and Joe Dobbin.
All the Peabodys.
Oh, the Peabodys. Really great.
That was a lot of fun. You know, of course, I think television and the major leagues being able to see around kind of killed amateur baseball in Rooster County.
Absolutely. It killed it when they brought the imports in. You know, there was enough good ball players here to have a good league, not as good as they played, the imports, but they still had some good ball players up here. Those guys were a little bit above the rest of us up here, but not too much.
Jay, we're getting a lot of competition now from the Holton High School band, but again, I ran into our old buddy Jay Brewer at the Holton Prescott game last Wednesday night, and it was a lot of fun looking back.
Absolutely, Dewey. Yeah, and I've always had a lot of respect for you, buddy.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck the rest of the way. And Jay, for our age, I guess we get along pretty decent, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. We're doing great.
Jay Brewer, one of the real great names in the history of sports here in Aroostook County.
Thank you, Dewey.